At its factory in Manitowoc, Broadwind Energy makes 350 wind turbine towers each year. Even on a Saturday, Broadwind's production floor is busy. In this building, large and thick sheets of steel are cut. Company senior manager Dennis Janda says the cuts must be precise.
We have to cut the plate to a shape. These towers are not perfect cylinders. Some of the sections are straight, other sections are tapered.
After cutting, the steel is rolled and welded. The sections are painted, then... In this building, some of the sections are put together. Speaking into a tower section laying on the floor, Janda explains what's added on the inside.
There's a ladder, you can see cable trays, there's some cables that have to be run. There might be some lighting that has to go in here yet because you have to have the tower lit all the way up.
After final inspection, the sections are ready to be shipped by truck or barge. Almost all of Broadwind's towers go out of Wisconsin due to the near halting of new wind farms since about the time Scott Walker became governor. The company, which employs 350 people in Manitowoc, says it would like to sell more towers in the state. Jerry Murphy is with the Northeastern Wisconsin Economic Development Group, New North. He says pro-wind state policies would benefit about 24 Wisconsin companies that make wind turbine components.
From a market standpoint, a favorable bias in the state to embracing the wind energy market space would enhance the marketability of the supply chain.
It's not just the business sector that would like to see more wind energy in Wisconsin. So would some students. Along I-43, just outside Manitowoc, there's a tower and small wind turbine at Lakeshore Technical College. They're used to help train turbine technicians. Mark Pearson plans to graduate this May, but says he's likely to go to another state where there's more work.
The wind industry right now is growing quite a bit, so there's plenty of jobs out there. I just have to be willing to travel a lot more.
Governor Scott Walker says additional wind power in Wisconsin is possible, but he says there's more wind elsewhere.
I mean, a good chunk of where they're looking at around the country and around the world are where there's the highest concentration of power, and the same reason that you have more solar in places where it's sunnier for longer periods of the day and of the year. Similarly would be the case when it comes to wind power.
The chairperson of Wisconsin's Public Service Commission, Ellen Nowak, says the state has excess electricity.
Right now, there's not a need for a lot of new generation of any source in Wisconsin. So whether it be wind, solar, coal, or natural gas, the current fleets are doing well to serve the load that's necessary.
But some power companies are looking for cleaner sources of energy that don't require PSC approval. Dairyland Power plans to buy from a wind farm that may be constructed in southwest Wisconsin this year. The 49-turbine project is just under the 100-megawatt threshold that would trigger a state review. Dairyland CEO Barbara Nick is expected to talk about her firm's interest in renewables at this week's Renew Conference in Madison. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.